all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you for the gift of eternal life. Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. And we shout hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. Lord, you are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the Almighty God. And Lord, I give you praise, I give you glory, and I give you honor. I thank you for life. I thank you for health. I thank you for strength. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank you for breaking the yoke of oppression and depression and anxiety in the name of Yeshua. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit and your healing anointing to drive out sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. We thank you, Lord God, for opening our eyes to see your power and your glory. Lord God, I thank you for bringing refreshing. Lord, I thank you for bringing healing. Lord, I thank you for bringing deliverance to your people, those who are bound up for all types of addictions. We bind the spirit of addiction that they would be broken and free from the spirit of addiction to alcohol, cigarettes, and cocaine. Any type of drug addiction be bound and broken in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God of Israel, as you will rain down your power and your glory and anointing in a special and a mighty way, God, I ask that you would open doors for those that are seeking employment, those that are seeking promotions. God, bless them with a job. Those that are seeking homes, Lord, lead and guide them to the home, Lord God, and bless them with their home, Lord God. Bless them with the home that you have for them in the name of Yeshua. Those that need a major financial miracle, Lord, let the money manifest this week. Release that anointing, Father, in the name of Yeshua, for wealth and abundance. Business concepts, ideas, in the name of Yeshua. Lord, I ask that you will bring people into their lives, that they will have godly relationships that will help them get to the next phase and the next place in their life and in their walk with the Lord. And Lord, I thank you because you're faithful. I thank you for sending your warring angels to topple the thrones and to push back the forces of darkness over this area and over this region. Let the glory of the Lord be revealed. And Lord, I thank you for that. And I bless you for that in Yeshua's mighty name. Now, Lord God of Israel, let your name be glorified amongst the heathen. And Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. As always, it's a blessing to be here with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, God is great. And he's greatly to be praised. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. I pray that you will be blessed by the teaching. If there's something I say you don't agree with, get on your knees, pray, seek the face of God, and allow the Holy Spirit of God to minister to you, to speak to you. Saints, we are living in the last days. Perilous times are here. The return of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is imminent. You're going to hear me say this. We got to press our way into his kingdom. We got to make sure that we are in that place of seeking him, walking in knowledge of who he is as our Lord, as our Savior, building a relationship, spending time with him in a secret place on a daily basis. Whew. You know, as I look on the landscape and I look and see what's happening in our society today, I know it grieves the Holy Spirit of God because there's such a strong Antichrist spirit in the world today. There's such a strong spirit of rebellion and lawlessness. And the church, the body of believers, we become tolerant. We're not militant. We're not assertive and aggressive in proclaiming God's agenda. When we look and study the early church was birthed with power and authority. But we're not walking in that as a whole. That's why people have turned to the occult and all these other things and these people and these false religions. You see, Buddha is still in his grave. Muhammad's still in the grave. But the tomb is empty. Hallelujah. We as people who have accepted him can have a relationship with him, and that relationship can grow and increase daily. And I believe a lot of what and what's missing is how we don't understand the ministry that Yeshua, Jesus, is operating in right now as our high priest. And I think once we begin to recognize who he is as our high priest, as our advocate, we will have a greater understanding and appreciation of what Christ did for us on the cross at Calvary and what he is doing for us right now as our faithful high priest. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8. And we're going to talk about the superiority of the new covenant and recognizing the fact that God is great. And saints, I'm grateful and thankful. Those of you that are listening, I went through a terrible trial. Last year, the enemy tried to take me out, literally. I went in for a surgical procedure, and the enemy was determined that I was not going to walk out that hospital, but was going to be carried out. And, you know, I sometimes reflect back on, that's why I'm so grateful and thankful, because the enemy's been trying to take me out for years. But I'm so grateful and thankful that God, in his mercy, spared my life, because I had some praying people around me. My children were praying. I thank God for them. They were praying, standing in the gap. And it was like, God, you can't take me away from my children. Like, I got to stay here, Lord, a little bit longer. And it was a fight, saints. And I was just having this conversation with my youngest, Joseph. I said, man, do you know how sick I was? Saints, excuse me, saints. Saints, you hear me? I think I even said this to my daughter, my daughter, Morgan. I said, do you know how sick I was? If I had went home, it would have been hard on them if the Lord had allowed the enemy to take me out like that. It was supposed to be a one-day procedure. I was in there, almost 3 weeks? Saints, when the enemy comes at you and God allowed it, it can be tough. Saints, y'all keep saying, why you keep saying saints? Saints, I was sick. You hear me? Yeah, I preach healing. I preach deliverance. I preach faith. And I thank God that I had a few faithful people. I thank God for my children that were praying for me. I know they were praying for me. I know they were asking God, God, don't take my dad. Don't take my daddy, Lord. Don't do it. Lord, please bring him out that hospital. Saints, I'm going to say it one more time. Saints, I got E. coli. I had an infection in my blood. I had pneumonia. I had a collapsed lung and another collapsed lung. It was getting ready to collapse. My lungs were filled with fluid. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't get enough oxygen. They put me in ICU. And he was concerned. His condition is deteriorating. But by the grace of God and the prayers. And I thank everyone that was praying for me. God brought me out. And every time they would say, well, this is happening, and the doctors, saints, you know it's not good when the doctors walk in and they have that look on their face that they don't have any good news to tell you. And they was just like, oh, man, this dude, you can't get no break. You can't get no good news. But I kept praying best as I could. My son was praying for me. Sons, my youngest would come out and sit with me right when I'd be at my lowest point. My daughter was praying for me. And I know that she's a prayer warrior. She gets in there when she really wants to pray, she gets in there and she pray. And saints, the enemy was telling me to give up. And I knew that Yeshua, my high priest, was praying for me also as well. But I knew that my assignment was unfinished. And yes, I was tired. And he basically walked in and said, just give up. Give up and die. You don't need to go home. You didn't do what you need to do. Give up. And the spirit of oppression and depression, I had to fight that off of me. But I know that Jesus is my high priest. And I know that I can rely on him. And that's what Hebrews 8 is all about. And look at this. Now the things which have been spoken of, this is the sum. We have such a high priest. And some see, this, there's not been a lot of teaching on the ministry of Yeshua, Jesus, as the high priest. And I think if we begin to shine light on this topic, I think more believers will be liberated and walking in freedom because we have this knowledge and understanding. We have such a high priest. See, the priestly system was established in the Old Testament, and it was a shadow of the heavenly ministry. And recognizing the high priest played a very important role in the forgiveness of sins of the people. And they were tasked with doing a heavy and a serious job. They were having to kill stuff and sprinkle of blood and all that. I couldn't have done that, saints. I'm going to tell you. That's why you have to understand and say this. When you study in the Old Testament, you can see the love, the mercy, and the grace of God. But you can see they did some work. They put in work in the Old Testament to try to help the people to get through and to stay in a right relationship with God. Jesus put in that work by dying on the cross at Calvary and being raised from the grave the third day by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's why we got to put in that work. And we put in our work through prayer and reading and studying the Word of God and ministering to those that don't know God, walking around as a vessel full of the Holy Spirit of God, that when we minister to people, when we pray for people, they can be liberated and delivered and set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. But we need to get this fact that we are not alone. Jesus sat down at the right hand of the throne of majesty in the heavens. A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, wherefore it is of necessity that this man have someone also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern shown to you in the mount. But now he hath obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is a mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if the first covenant had been faultless, then there should have been no place to have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more. In that he saith, a new covenant he hath made the first old, now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready taken away. You see, we have a faithful high priest who prays for us, who intercedes for us, who is praying for our victory. He's praying for our deliverance. So when recognizing the fact that Jesus, when he was seated at the right hand of God, we now have a mediator. We now have a man, part man, sitting at the right hand of God. That's why he had to come and die. That's what makes it so powerful, because he, all of the suffering, all of the trials, all of the temptations, he experienced that. And so that's why God can have mercy upon us, because he's a merciful God. Oh, my God. And then it says in chapter 9, verse 1, then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service in a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made for first, wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden incense and the ark of the covenant overlaid round with gold, wherein was a golden pot and had manna around Aaron's rod and butter, and the tables of the covenant, and over it the cherubims of glory shouting, the mercy seat, of which we cannot speak of particularly. Now, when these things were thus ordained, the priest always went into the first tabernacle to accomplish the service of God. But unto the second went the high priest alone, once every year, not with blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. The Holy Ghost thus signifying that the way unto the holiest of all was not yet manifest, while the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make them that did service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, which stood by only in meats and drinks and various washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered into once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Whew. Eternally redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. For if the blood of bulls and then goats and the ashes of a heifer and sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works and to serve the living God. And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgression, that were under the first testament, that they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood, for when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of the calves and goats, then with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled the blood, both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry, and almost all things are by law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Now, I want you to think about this and consider this, you know, recognizing the fact, as I said, somebody has to die in for the will to be administered and validated. But one thing about this, Jesus is alive. He's making sure that his will be enforced. Hallelujah. Think about it. When people die and they leave a will, I bequeath this, I bequeath this, I bequeath this, I bequeath that. Jesus is seated at the right hand of Father God as our high priest, as our mediator. And whatever God has for us, Jesus is able to say, give it to him. I bequeath eternal life. I bequeath deliverance. I bequeath healing. I bequeath restoration. Oh my God, say, come on, somebody. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifice than these. For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but unto heaven itself. If we can get this right here, for Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself now to appear in the presence of God for us. In other words, he is our advocate. He is our legal representation. He is our attorney that proclaims when the accuser of the brethren comes before him, he can declare us not guilty by the shed blood that was shed for him, because the blood is on the mercy seat. And when judgment and wrath should be falling on us, he can say, Father, the blood. He can say, Father, there's the blood. Oh, my God. You see, we had an advocate. You see, in the natural world, you know, you got to get a good attorney. If you don't have one, you're in trouble. But we have the best advocate that there can be. Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah. And he's appearing there for us. He takes our case and he pleads our case for us. And you know what? The Father don't say no to the Son. Hallelujah. Mark the singing Bible, saints. Nor yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest enters into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. When he died on the cross and rose again, his blood paid the ransom, so we have forgiveness. The resurrection is his power of life, that death couldn't hold him. And when you come into the kingdom of God and you accept him as your Lord and as your Savior and your Redeemer, you know, and he's your high priest, he's interceding for you. And whatever you might be going through, you're going to make it. God's going to bring you out and God's going to turn it around. Because some of you are saying, God, where are you? God, I need you. Well, he is faithful because he is a healer and he is a deliverer and he is the Almighty God, and there he is God, and beside him there is no other. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves you on to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua, Jesus, is Lord, is returned imminent. Pray for your family members, your loved ones, that their hearts will be hoping to receive the gospel. Remember, Yeshua is Lord, his return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. God bless you.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.